وانا الصراحة وقدها بأسمائهم قاصدين بذلك تعظيمهم وسموها بأسمائهم قاصدين بذلك تعظيمهم وتخليد ذكر قاصدين بذلك تعظيمهم وتخليد ذكرهم وتخليد ذكرهم وتذكر فضلهم إلى أن آل بهم الأمر إلى عبادتهم. ويشهد لهذا ما روي عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما أنه قال لهذيل: وأما يغوث فكانت لمراد، ثم لبني غطيف بالجوف عند سبأ، وأما يعوق فكانت لهمدان أو لهمدان لهمدان، وأما مصر فكانت لحمير لآل ذي الكلاع
لحمير.
وأما مصر فكانت لحمير لآل ذي الكلاع أسماء رجال صالحين من قوم نوح. فلما هلكوا أوحى الشيطان إلى قومهم أن انصبوا إلى مجالسهم التي كانوا يجلسون أنصابا وسموها بأسمائهم ففعلوا. فلم تعبد حتى إذا هلك أولئك ونسخ العلم عبدت. روى ابن جرير الطبري عن محمد بن قيس عند قوله تعالى: وقالوا لا تذرن آلهتكم الآية، قال: كانوا قوما صالحين من بني آدم، وكان لهم أتباع يقتدون بهم، فلما ماتوا قال أصحابهم الذين كانوا يقتدون بهم: لو صورناهم كان أشوق لنا إلى العبادة إذا ذكرناهم. فصوروهم، فلما ماتوا وجاء آخرون دب إليهم إبليس فقال: إنما كانوا يعبدونهم وبهم يسقون المطر
وبهم يسقون المطر
فعبدوهم. فجمعوا بين فتنتين: الأولى العكوفة عند قبورهم، الثانية تصوير صورهم ونصبها في مجالسهم والجلوس إليها. فبهذا وقع الشرك لأول مرة في تاريخ البشرية، فهما أعظم وسائل الشرك في كل زمان ومكان.
نعم، بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على محمد رسول الله سيد الأولين والآخرين وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين الشافعي المشفع يوم الدين، أما بعد. نعم، فهذا مبحث أو بيان سبب وقوع الشرك، يعني أن الشرك وقع بسبب، لم يكن بغير سبب. لماذا قال بسبب أو سبب وقوع الشرك؟ لأن النبي أخبرنا أن الله عز وجل خلق الناس حنفاء، خلقهم على التوحيد، خلقهم على الفطرة التي هي التوحيد. نعم، ولكن الشياطين جعلت تحوم عليهم حتى تجتالهم، حتى اجتالتهم. He said that this is the chapter in which we are going to mention the cause of the existence of shirk. Why he said that? Why they need to bring this? Because as the Prophet ﷺ said that Allah Ta'ala created mankind upon tawheed, upon fitra, nature, tawheed. Naam? But their enemies, the shayateen, were after them until they made them to commit the shirk. قال إن أصل الشرك وسبب وقوعه بني آدم هو الغلو بالصالحين. He said that the original or the reason that the shirk has committed amongst Bani Adam, the children of Adam, is the ghulu, the excessiveness of the extremism of dealing with the pious people. They went too extreme when they wanted to show the respect to the awliya. To the awliya. Naam. So as he then brought the ayah of Surah Nuh, where Allah Ta'ala said, وَلَا تَذَرُنَّ آلِهَتَكُمْ وَلَا تَذَرُنَّ آلِهَتَكُمْ means do not leave, do not abandon, do not stop worshipping your gods. Which gods? He said gods, not God, gods. Now, never leave your gods and have neither wood. Wood, these are names of the of pious people during the lifetime of the Ummah of Nuh, the people of Nuh alayhi salam. There used to be five people who were very pious and worshipping Allah alone. So these used to worship Allah alone. And they were very pious. What happened is that these people, when they were in their lifetime, they, by their worshipping, they reminded their people of worshipping. So when they died, like when it is today, when you see the ulama and the pious ones, the ulama and the pious ones, mashallah, get encouraged, you get encouraged by seeing them, so you also be active in worship. When these pious people who used to be called wood, Suwa, Yahuth, Yahuth, Nasra, these were human, were people, pious people, as Ibn Abbas said in the tafsir. They said, do not, and never leave your gods, and leave neither wood, nor Suwa, nor Yahuth, nor Yahuth, nor Nasra. And Allah Ta'ala then said, this is not their statement. What comes is their Allah's statement. And already they have misled many. Have the pious people misled, or can pious people mislead? No. But these names were for pious people. These names after were treated falsely, so they became like tawaghit. relate, yani in point of view of what the people doing to them, extremism, not of what they used to do themselves. Now, like what the Christians do with Isa, like what the Christians do with Isa. Isa was prophet of Allah and messenger of Allah. And no one can be more pious than prophets and messengers. But the people took the name of Isa after him to act towards it as a ta'ghut, to worship. Now, but he never accepts from them that. Now, so وَقَدْ أَظَلُّوا كَثِيرًا. And then Allah Ta'ala said, and already they have misled many. Many means many people. As Ibrahim alayhi salam said, as Allah Ta'ala told us that he said, وَجُنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَّ أَن نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ إِنَّهُنَّ أَضْرَنَّ كَثِيرًا مِنَ النَّاسِ. And protect me and my children from worshiping the idols, as they have misled many people. Many people. نعم. وَلَا تَجِدُ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا ضَلَالًا. And then these are the prophets and pious people. Prophet Nuh alayhi salam was saying, was asking Allah, oh Allah, grant no increase to the wrongdoers save errors. Save errors, meaning increase them only in error. So these are, as we said, names of pious people who used to be living and worshipping Allah sincerely and alone. However, their people treated them falsely and wrongly and took them to be as gods. When they die, when these five people die, first of all, in their lifetime, they did not obey them and do like what they were doing. And when they died, they took them as gods. Not from the first time, but at first time they said, let us draw their images and hang them and where they used to worship. So whenever we pass by, we see them and worship Allah like them. That was the idea from the shaitan, not them. So they accepted it. When this generation has gone, shaitan came back to the next generation and said, did you know why your fathers put these images? Only to remind them of how they used to worship. So now, images cannot remain this long time. Better to make idols for them. So they made the idols. And they continue on worshipping Allah by whenever they pass by these idols, remember the worship and worship. This generation is gone. The third generation came, Iblis came and said, did you know why your first fathers put these idols here? Because these idols told them that they are mediators between them and Allah. So they worshipped them. They started directing their dua to them. Besides worshipping Allah. And then, another generation came when Iblis made them to believe that these are the real gods. These are the real gods, so they worshipped them. As Ibn Abbas said, Nam, and that was when the ilm was already disappeared. And the ulama died. So no more ulama to go to. And that's why, ya ikhwan, we say, stick to the ulama, ya ikhwan. Stick to the ulama. Today you can't. Tomorrow you can't. Because maybe you are not allowed to come to the land where the ulama are. Or maybe the ulama die. So now take the ilm from the ulama. Take the ilm from the ulama. Don't take it from half ulama. If these ones are half, don't take the ulama, the ilm from other than the ulama. Even if you will have to sacrifice by many things, you have to do. The ulama did not have this ilm with convenient and comfortable lives. La, they had hard time. They had hard time, ikhwan. Imam Bukhari toured around the world, Muslim world. Imam Muslim, all the ulama do like that. Look to the latest ones of them, Imam Albani, rahimahullah ta'ala. He was, yani, moved from one country to another till he died in Jordan. And he never left the ilm. He used to, first of all, he studied the ilm with ulama. People take him as an example, or we can read. First of all, Albani was so fluent in Arabic, not fluent like the Arabs speak only, but he is fluent in the grammar and vocabulary of the Quran and Sunnah. Now these people sitting where they are sitting, who maybe came and studied with some ulama, but they began with big books. They did not, and that's why they even cannot recite Quran well, nor that they understand or know the Arabic well. And I'm wondering how come they become du'as rather than their shuyukh. And maybe later on muhaddithin. So we have to take the ilm before the ilm is ready, ikhwan. We have to take it from the ulama and go and sit to the ulama, even if it calls you to eat only bread and salt, or bread and water, or only water. Abu Huraira had no water, had no bread, had no salt, had no dates for many days, and collapsed on the ground, unconscious, only because he decided to keep seeking knowledge. Not like the myths of today. So you have to seek knowledge. And bother me if you hear this from me so often, because I have taken an oath between me and Allah that I'm not going to keep quiet. I'm going to be after all those four scholars, who never even been a student, proper students. They might have been students, but not proper ones, not good ones. So today we cannot take them as scholars. So we have to be careful. I'm afraid that one day what happened to the people of Nuh happens to this ummah. And on the hands of these ones who call themselves scholars. Yeah, but I mean, people of Nuh before he received the message. Because he was only given the message when they worshipped other than Allah. We have no idea, but I don't expect, because he was given the message when they already changed from what was before them of Tawheed. Now, Ibn Jarir al-Tabari radiallahu ta'ala anhu reported from Muhammad ibn Qais radiallahu ta'ala anhu that when Allah, that he said in regard to the ayah, أو سورة نوح الله تعالى فيه وقال لا تذرن آلهتكم and they said never you avoid your gods leave your gods. He said that they were pious people of the children of Adam and they used to have people who followed them, but when these good people passed away, their followers or their companions who used to follow them draw pictures or draw images for them, and they with the purpose of yani putting them in a place exposed openly so that they encourage them whenever they see them, encourage them for worship. And then he said that this will happen generation after generation, and when the knowledge was raised totally and it became so weak, Iblis came then and said to them, your fathers were only worshipping them and they used to seek rain from them, so they worshipped them. And then they committed two sins. First, they used to stay by the graves of these awliya, like what many Muslims today do, and they used to draw the pictures of them by their hands and put it in their places where they sit or where they worship, so they see them and get encouragement. And by that, shirk was found for the first time ever in mankind's history. So these two are the major causes of shirk. Major causes of shirk. Ways and sticking to the grave of certain people thinking that these girls have some power or some speciality or something like that. Not. And the other thing is to make either images on papers or wall or whatsoever, or idols for the pious people so that you worship them. So that you worship them. Now one may say, okay, if we just make images or statues or whatsoever for non-pious people. So people will not worship them. Is this okay? We say, no, it's not okay. It's not okay because generation after generation, the shaitan will come to them and make them believe that these were pious and like that. So, to protect the field of Islam, we have to stop that all. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam, wa sallallahu sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. ناخذ شوف الحديث.
بلوغ المرام في أدلة الأحكام. باب نواقض الوضوء. الحديث وعن معاوية قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم العين وكاء السهل، فإذا نامت العينان استطلق الوكاء. رواه أحمد والطبراني. حديث وزاد ومن نام فليتوضأ. وهذه الزيادة في هذا الحديث عند أبي داود من حديث علي دون قوله استطلق الوكاء، وفي كلا الإسنادين ضعف. حديث ولأبي داود أيضا عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما مرفوعا إنما الوضوء على من نام مضطجعا.
إنما الوضوء
يسمونها ماء كافة. اكتب وضوء عندك.
ها؟
عندك وضوء؟
لا لا لأن
لا لأن هذه يسموها ماء الكافة. إن تنصب لكن إذا دخلت عليها ماء كفتها من النصب يرجع الأمر كما كان مبتدا وخبر. إنما الوضوء
إنما الوضوء على من نام مضطجعا وفي إسناده ضعف أيضا. حديث وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يأتي أحدكم الشيطان في صلاته فينفخ في مقعدته فيخيل إليه أنه أحدث ولم يحدث فإذا وجد ذلك فلا ينصرف حتى يسمع صوتا أو يجد ريحا. أخرجه البزار وأصله في الصحيحين من حديث عبد الله بن زيد ولمسلم عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه نحوه وللحاكم عن أبي سعيد مرفوعا إذا جاء أحدكم الشيطان فقال إنك أحدثت فليقل كذبت. وأخرجه ابن حبان بلفظ فليقل في نفسه.
نعم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. مبارك قل لي ما ابن حجر ما ابن حجر استهزير لازمنا في باب نواقض الوضوء ويشتر ودي ساسر ابن نفايق الوضوء.
قال وعن معاوية يعني ابن أبي سفيان بن صخر بن حرب إز معاوية بن أبي سفيان سنة أبو سفيان وزنيم إز صخر بن حرب صخر سنة في حرب أسنين أبو سفيان ابن عبد شمس أبو عبد الرحمن الأموي أسلم عام الفتح ذات معاوية أمبس إسلام عزيز أزيز فادر أمبس إسلام and the year when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conquered Mecca. وقيل قبله and it was said that maybe it was in Islam before that. كتب الوحي يعني كان أحد كتبت الوحي. He was one of the of those who Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took to write and assigned to write the revelation for him. مات سنة ستين من الهجرة هكذا ستين. أخرج له الجماعة أخرج حديث الجماعة حديث was reported by the جماعة وله 130 حديثا he had 130 حديث. اتفق الشيخان على 4 منها بخاري مسلم before the 4 of them والبخاري انفرد بأربعة ومسلم بخمسة while Bukhari reported independently 4 and Muslim reported 5. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the Messenger of Allah said العين وكاء السهي. الوكاء هو ما يربط به القربة ما يربط به فم القربة. تعرفون القربة؟ بول بول B-A-L-L برز تعرفون القربة؟ القربة is a container made of leather especially the skin of the no the sheep the small sheep they go like this yeah they go like this yeah and they leave only one side maybe the neck or like that open and they tie when they want to tie when they want to save it they bend the neck and tie something also another rope of leather
and
milk water honey ghee they put many different things but each one is special for something.
Is it the one they use for the butter?
Yes yeah
the butter milk.
Yeah, the buttermilk.
They shake it to make
yeah, they shake
your buttermilk.
So, العين وكاء. وكاء is the rope that is used to tie around the neck of the قربة. As-sahi. As-sahi is the hall where man or where human yani pass air from. Naam, that is called as-sahi in Arabic. فإذا نامت العينان استطلق الوكاء. لنامت العينان استطلق الوكاء. And whenever the eyes close for sleeping, when they sleep, then this wukā, the robe that is the neck of the turban is tightened with, get loose, and the neck of the turban open. Now it means that you lose the control over yourself. It is a control. So you may pass air while having no any feeling in regard. And Tabarani added, وَمَنْ نَامَ فَلْيَتَوَبَّعَ. And whoever sleeps, then let him to perform wudu. هذا الحديث قال عنه قال وهذه زيادة في هذا الحديث عند أبي داود من حديث علي دون قوله استطلق الوكاء. وفي كل سنتين ضعيف. He said this additional statement is in the Sunnah of Abi Dawud from the Hadith of Ali ibn Abi Talib رضي الله عنه, but it does not have استطلاق الوكاء, and both it's not both chain of narration يعني weak. لكن الحقيقة أن الحديث حسن ذكره وصححه أيضا الألباني في المشكاة المجلد الأول حديث 103 أو صفحة 103. إمام الباني authenticated this hadith in his book مشكاة المصابيح volume 1 page 103. وأيضا يعني ومن نام فليتوضأ. نعم. خرجه أحمد الطبراني والدار قطني والدارمي, وقال الألباني إسناده حسن كما في صحيح الجامع بحديث 4148. This hadith also the extra or the additional statement, ومن نام فليتوضأ and whoever sleeps then to perform wudu, is reported by Ahmad, Tabarani, Dara Qutni and Darumi, and Imam Albani said the chain of narration of this hadith is good, as in Sahih al-Jami hadith number 4143. فهذا يعني أن النوم ليس كله سواء وإنما النوم المستغرق. It means that it's not all the sleep is treated the same, but the sleep, the way of sleeping that a light sleep does not cause the invalidation of wudu, but the deep sleep where you don't know, as some other ulama like Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, he said only yani it is the deep sleep which usually can be by lying down. But if a person yani sleeps very deeply in other positions, according to the Sheikh, that it's also considered to be an invalidator of wudu. Now if he lose the what do we call it, if he lose the conscience, so he does not know what's going on around him. Now, like this sleep, like this type of sleep, make you not to know if yani lose the wudu or not. Now, قال ولي أبي داود أيضا عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنه مرفوعا. ابن عباس يعني معروف هو عبد الله بن عباس ابن عم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. ابن عمي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم روى أخرج حديث الجماعة, حديث الريبورت بعد الجماعة, وله 1696 حديثا, he has 1696 حديث. ف اتفق الشيخان على 75 منها، وقال مسلم قليل أبو 75 ركبا، وانفرد البخاري ب 28 ومسلم ب 49 حديثا منها. نعم. قال مرفوعا: إنما الوضوء على من نام مضطجعا، لكن هذا في إسناده ضعف وقد تقدم لكم بيانه. المهم أن الإنسان إذا نام مستغرقا النوم، إذا نام وقد استغرق في النوم، فهذا هو النوم الذي ينقض الوضوء. أما إذا نام وهو يدرك فإنه لا ينقض الوضوء، إذا نام وهو يدرك فإنه لا ينقض الوضوء. نعم. فلعلنا إن شاء الله نقف ونكتفي بهذا، ونكون إن شاء الله في لقائنا القادم، الله أعلم، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وصحبه. لكن هنا أردت أن I wanted only to read for you. We read already what Sheikh Rasulullah have said, correct?
Yes.
Now, I'll only read for you that we what I have written, and inshallah it's going to be spread. Now, it's going to be inshallah. It's already sent, I think, to all those on KSA balls, and inshallah it's going to be sent as well on marina.com and where else needed. In regard to the issue of what happened about Sayyid Hassan and Osama Hassan and the brothers in Maktab al-Salafi, Salafi publication and Salafi talk, Naam, by accusing me and Sheikh Sayyid and Sheikh Rasulullah by saying who lies on Sheikh Rasulullah. Naam. I said I'll read it in Arabic first. I said here, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه أستعين ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على رسوله الأمين وعلى صحابته الغر الميامين، أما بعد، فإن الله تعالى يقول في محكم التنزيل: لا يحب الله الجهر بالسوء من القول إلا من ظلم وكان الله سميعا عليما، سورة النساء آية 148. ولما قد وقع علينا الظلم من طائفتين هما من إخواننا، طائفة رأت فيما فعلت دفاعا عن نفسها لما كنا قد رددناه عليه من القول الزور في خلق آدم عليه السلام، وقد صدر منهم بيان بالرجوع في هذه المسألة تحديدا إلى قول علماء الإسلام، ونرجو أن يصدر مثله فيما بقي من أقوال منكرة صدرت عنه. وطائفة أخرى اتخذت لنفسها سبيلا في التنقيب عن أخطاء إخوانهم الدعاة إلى الله السائرين على عقيدة ومنهج السلف الذابين عنهما الناشرين لهما المحاربين لكل العقائد الباطلة والمناهج المحدثة على ضوء ما طلبوه من علم الكتاب والسنة على يد كوكبة من أهل العلم ومن بابه وعلى أصوله، ولا يزالون إن شاء الله. وما وقعت هذه الطائفة في هذا الشرك الذي نصبه لهم عدوهم الألد إبليس إلا لاشتغال بتعليم ما لم يتعلموا ودراسة من الكتب لا من أهل العلم مباشرة، على ضعف ظاهر عندهم في اللغة العربية وعلوم الآلة الأخرى، على حب عندهم لعقيدة ومنهج السلف، لكنهم إنما أتوا من قبل قلة التحصيل العلمي. نسأل الله لنا ولهم الهداية والسداد والتوفيق والرشاد والبعد عن حظوظ النفس ومواطن الفساد. وإني إن ساءني ما ذهبت إليه طائفتان لا أتذكر قول الله عز وجل في شأني وشأنهم: إن تبدوا خيرا أو تخفوه أو تعفو عن سوء فإن الله كان عفوا قديرا. وإني قد عفوت عن كل من أساء إلي عن قصد أو عن غير قصد، عفوا شاملا تاما كاملا لوجه الله تعالى، راجيا بذلك عفو الله تعالى عني، إن أريد إلا الإصلاح ما استطعت، وما توفيقي إلا بالله، عليه توكلت وإليه أنيب. كتبه راجع عفو ربي محمد بن عبد الله المالكي، المدينة النبوية، صفيحة 29 ربيع الآخر عام 1432 الهجرة. فأنا إذ أقول ذلك لأطوي صفحة لن أعود إليها من هذه المهاترات، لكني لن أتوقف عن الدفاع عن السنة وعن علم السلف في كبح جماح من أراد التطاول عليه، ولا بد من النصيحة لهم، فإن أبوا فلا بد من بيان حالهم ووضعهم، وأنهم ليسوا أهلا، ولو زعم من زعم ليسوا أهلا للتعليم، بل حقهم أن يأتوا إلى أهل العلم ويطلبوا العلم من بابه، ويبدأوا بعلوم الآلة فيحسنوها، ثم انتقلوا إلى يعني شتى ميادين العلم. I said here, let me just read for you what we as he was, I began by praising Allah Ta'ala and sending peace and blessings Abu Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I said Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa salatu wa salamu ala tamman al-akmalan ala Rasulullah to the end of it, and then I said thereafter Allah the Most High said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْجَهْرَ بِالسُّوءِ إِلَّا مَنْ ظُلِمْ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْجَهْرَ بِالسُّوءِ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ إِلَّا مَنْ ظُلِمْ. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا سَمِيعًا عَلِيمًا. Allah does not like that evil should be uttered and public except by him who has been wronged, and Allah is ever all here, all knower, as in Surah An-Nisa 148. Due to the oppression that has occurred upon us from two groups from amongst our brothers, the first of these two groups are those who sought to defend themselves when we had refuted their erroneous statements regarding the creation of Adam, may peace and blessings be upon him. Lately, a clarification has come from them in which they say that they have retracted from their previous position regarding this matter, and that they have returned to the correct opinion of the scholars of Islam. We hope they will now clarify the remaining statements that have come from them and are praise due to Allah. As for the second group of brothers, then they have taken it upon themselves to seek, explore and exploit any possible mistakes of their brothers, who are also calling to Allah and following the belief and the methodology of the Salaf, These are the very rulers who defend this blessed methodology, propagated, and refute every false belief and innovative matters. Upon the light of the knowledge of the book and the sunnah, which they achieve beneath the guided hands of the people of knowledge. This action that occurred from the second group of brothers was due to the whispers of their accursed enemy, Iblis, in which they were misled. These brothers do not partake in such actions except due to Iblis deceiving them and teaching that which they themselves have not learned. Many of them have only learned from books without studying directly with the people of knowledge. And I repeat, many of them, not all of them, but many of them have only learned from books without studying directly with the people of knowledge. Due to this, they also have a clear weakness in ulum al-ala, which means the supporting branches of knowledge, such as the Arabic language, usul al-fiqh, and other basic signs that every student of knowledge must precede before reaching medium and high level of knowledge. Our brothers, without doubt, have love for the correct belief and methodology of the Salaf, and we hope they rectify their ways. We ask Allah for ourselves as well as for them guidance and uprightness. We ask Allah for true guidance and alignment. We ask Allah to distinct us from seeking authority for ourselves and to save us from places of corruption. I was hurt by what occurred from both groups of brothers. However, I remind myself of the saying of Allah, the Majestic, which is applicable to myself as well as them. What Allah Ta'ala said, إن تبدو خيرا أو تخفوه أو تعفو عن سوء فإن الله كان عفوا قديرا. Ayah 149 of the same surah. I have therefore completely forgiven any, Allah Ta'ala said as a translation of the interpretation, whether you disclose by good words of thanks a good deed, or conceal it, or pardon an evil, verily Allah is ever of pardoning and all powerful. I have therefore completely forgiven any evil that has occurred, whether they did it intentionally or otherwise. I do also only in seeking the face of Allah, hoping by it that Allah will pardon me. I only intend rectification as much as possible. May guidance comes only from Allah. I rely upon Him and return to Him. This was written by the one of seeking the forgiveness of his Lord, Muhammad ibn Abdullah al-Maliki, in the Medina of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on Monday, the 9th of Rabi' al-Akhir, 1432. So inshallah ta'ala, by that, we cut all the sources of fitna Although I just received an email of somebody about that, but may Allah Ta'ala forgive us all, guide us all. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi, jazakumullahu khair.